Cette conférence va maintenant être enregistrée.
Okay, so once again, we begin with the last section of this practice together with teaching. So, in this particular section, the last session, we are going to talk a little bit about analytical meditations.
Donc c'est la dernière session d'enseignement et de pratique. Et au cours de cette session, on va parler de la méditation analytique, un petit peu.
So here, analytical meditation needed to the practitioner who are not so much learned in the Buddhist philosophy background, particularly that Nagarjuna tradition or other, you know, this all this, you know, and the philosophy teaching explain profound meaning of reality and sense of true nature of the existence. If someone who are not yet learned these things, then to these people, these practitioners need analytical meditation at the end.
Donc, cette méditation est analytique et nécessaire pour ceux qui n'ont pas encore reçu des enseignements plutôt philosophiques. Ceux qui ont déjà reçu beaucoup d'enseignements philosophiques, ils ont au moins besoin de cette méditation analytique.
Of course, someone who are gone through these philosophy teachings, the teachings teaches us how things really are and the ultimate truth. Then for those people, there's no need to go through the analytical meditation because you already knew that the and the ultimate truth, how things really are. So there's nothing to analyze. Since you already understood, then what need? For analytical meditation.
Quand on a reçu beaucoup d'enseignements philosophiques, on a reçu des enseignements sur comment les choses sont réellement. Et dans ce cas-là, on n'a pas besoin de méditation analytique parce qu'on sait déjà, on a déjà compris comment les choses sont et donc on n'a pas besoin de les analyser.
So that way in the traditional and traditionally particularly in Tibetan Buddhism, we have two systems to go to the meditation, particularly in the Mahamudra and Dzogchen traditions. These two systems are, the first one is firstly you learning and contemplate. And at the end, you are meditating upon what you understood, nature of reality. The nature of reality make familiar in your mind and deep and deeper through the meditative concentration. That's the first approach to the meditation. And the second approach to the meditation is first you meditate, let mind make concentration, calm, relaxed mind through the Shen meditation. Eventually, within this Shen meditative experience, one search the truth by the analytical meditation. Okay, the two approaches. You can choose, or you can build both. I mean, that's okay.
Traditionnellement, dans le bouddhisme tibétain, plus particulièrement dans les systèmes pour le Mahamudra et le Dzogchen, il y a deux systèmes pour aller à la méditation. Donc, le premier, c'est d'apprendre et de contempler, de méditer. Et on médite sur ce qu'on a compris. C'est comme ça qu'on arrive à, pardon, à la méditation. Et donc, le deuxième système, c'est on médite, on laisse l'esprit se calmer par la méditation de la pacification. Et ensuite, on cherche la vérité par l'analyse.
So here, and commonly, we go through the second type of second approach where to meditation, because the most people, major people, not really gonna go learn for the philosophical teachings. Most people, like for us. And like for us, then first go to the practice meditation in as much as we can, as deeper as we can meditate. And eventually we search the truth, true nature of the mind within the meditative experience. That is the common way to go, particularly in the Karmakaju tradition and the Nyingma tradition, most common people go in that way.
Donc nous, on est plutôt dans la deuxième approche. La plupart des gens n'ont pas reçu des enseignements philosophiques. On médite aussi profondément qu'on le peut, et ensuite on cherche la nature de l'esprit. C'est le cas de la lignée Kaju en particulier. Enigma également.
Okay, anyway. In that case, what is important to us is in the second approach to meditation, importance, instruction from the spiritual guide, instruction from the spiritual guru is important, because even we are not involved much in the philosophical type of learning, but somehow we need profound instruction for the meditation. That instruction may not be really philosophical theory, it direct explain with this, using some techniques, methods.
Dans notre tradition, les instructions du maître spirituel, du guide spirituel, sont très importantes, parce que comme on n'apprend pas les instructions philosophiques, on a vraiment besoin d'instructions profondes du maître pour pouvoir progresser.
Of course, if you have time, if you are interested to learn this profound meaning in the Buddhist teaching and philosophy, that would be very good. But many of us have not much time for it, not much have condition to learn these things. In that case, it would be okay. We got the second approach where to practice meditation, just receive instructions, then follow with this instruction.
Si on a du temps et qu'on peut apprendre les instructions philosophiques, c'est très bien, mais la plupart du temps, on n'a pas de temps. Et donc, quand les conditions sont réunies et que c'est possible, alors on peut suivre ces instructions philosophiques et c'est bien.
So how we should do in this second approach way of meditation is first establish any shamatha meditation. As we mentioned yesterday, before yesterday, just with these instructions. More or less, these instructions are very commonly used instruction. Commonly, like, you know, that's a taught instruction. Using these instructions, follow with this instruction to meditate. Calm, abide, relax the mind, meditate upon it. Let mind be and the one, let mind be the concentration mind, calm, relaxed mind, silent or spacious state of mind. Let minds make workable minds. Let mind make domestic mind. Let's say domestic mind, not so wild mind. And then eventually, sooner or later, maybe this Shinata meditation need more time, okay? More time means even years you can stay that type of meditation would be very good. And eventually it is the time, sooner or later come the time for you to analytical meditation.
Donc, dans la méditation, on établit le calme mental comme on a vu ces derniers jours. Et ce sont des instructions très communément enseignées. Donc, on suit ces instructions pour avoir un esprit calme, détendu, silencieux, dans un état spacieux. En fait, on laisse l'esprit, on le domestique de façon à ce qu'il soit plus aussi sauvage. Et ça peut prendre du temps, des années. Et à un moment, tôt ou tard, vient la méditation analytique.
So here, analytical meditation is taking place within this calm, relaxed mind. Another way to say, analytical meditation should be taking place within the Shiné meditation experience. Okay? One supposed stay within the Shiné meditative experience. Meditate in the Shiné. Then, you know, trying to analyze first your mind, analyze your mind first. Otherwise, if you are not stay within the Shiné meditation, if you are out of a meditative experience, then analytical things, this analytical things not become meditative, analytic meditative. It becomes philosophy, totally philosophy. Do you understand? These are two different things. If you stay in the Shiné meditation, within the Shiné meditation, searching the true nature of the mind is analytical meditation. If you are not really completely out of the Shiné meditation, just you are searching, thinking, analyze your mind, you are the philosophy. Okay, philosophy of mind.
La méditation analytique doit être pratiquée quand, dans un esprit calme, dans l'expérience de la pacification. Il faut que la pacification soit installée et ensuite on peut analyser l'esprit. Si on n'est pas stable dans la pacification, alors l'analyse ne va pas donner de la méditation, ça devient seulement une philosophie intellectuelle de recherche de la nature de l'esprit.
So here, how we should do that? Okay. For instance, you are sitting in the meditation. Sitting in the meditation, observation, awareness. And you supposed to experience all this Shiné meditation experience, calm, relaxed, silent. Within this experience, then eventually you start rising slight question to yourself. Okay. It is some kind of questioning arise in your mind. Okay, start within this Shiné meditation experience. Like, what is the mind? Okay, who am I? That kind of question start in your mind. Okay.
Donc, quand on est dans la conscience et l'observation, l'esprit calme, détendu et silencieux, donc dans cette expérience, on fait s'élever une question qu'on se pose à nous-mêmes, comme par exemple, qu'est-ce que l'esprit? Qui suis-je?
Okay, first, what is the mind actually? Okay. Then analyze, searching the mind. It's called the search the mind. Within this Shene meditation, you search the mind. Where is the mind? Where is the mind exist? Do I have really mind or not? If there's no mind, then why experience here this, you know, Shene meditation? Why thoughts there? Why, you know, clarity, awareness there if there's no mind? Okay. If there's mind, where is the mind actually? The location. Where and what kind of form it exists? It exists in. Is there any kind of intrinsic, independent reality there? Something like, you know, that's something like identifiable there or not? Search, search, search. Search in the mind.
Donc, quand on se pose la question, qu'est-ce que l'esprit? Au sein de la méditation de la pacification, on analyse, on cherche l'esprit. Est-ce que j'ai un esprit ou pas? Si j'ai pas d'esprit, pourquoi est-ce que j'expérimente cette clarté? Et si j'ai un esprit, où est-il? Quelle est sa forme? Est-ce qu'il existe? Est-ce qu'il a une réalité intrinsèque? Est-ce qu'il y a quelque chose d'identifiable ou non? On cherche, on cherche, on cherche dans l'esprit.
In the traditionally, it takes days. Teacher just asked you, search your mind, find out, and give me your mind. And then, you know, disciples, students, just search, what is my mind? Where? Go into the mountains, stay in the mountain, thinking about within the meditation. Like, you know, it's quite interesting, the search. But my mind is something inside in my body, or maybe everywhere, or maybe, you know, this. If you have learned in the text about mind before, you have sudden answer. Suddenly you can ask, oh, mind is like this, this, this. Teaching, don't accept that. That's your theory. You learned from the text. I'm not asked that one. Ask it, your mind, give me your mind. Like this kind of question.
Donc traditionnellement, de pouvoir répondre à ça, cela prend des jours et des jours. Le maître dit aux disciples de chercher son esprit et de lui dire ce qu'il a trouvé. Et les disciples vont dans la montagne, ils cherchent et ça prend pas mal de jours. Et ensuite, ils vont voir le maître. Alors, quand ils ont d'abord lu dans les textes, ils ont des réponses et ils donnent cette réponse au maître, mais le maître leur dit non, non, ça c'est pas bon, moi je veux la réponse de ton esprit. Et donc, ils retournent dans la montagne pour chercher.
That is quite interesting sometimes. Like, you know, that a teacher should be very skillful to guide a student. The student may have a lot of different types of students. Some students have learned about mind from scriptural, explain. For them, easy to talk about mind. But teacher know, should to know whether that is his, you know, theory from come from the scripture, or maybe he really talking about his own mind, okay? And some students never learned about the mind before from the scripture. And Sometimes some students really find, understand their own mind, but they don't know how to express. Because they have no, you know, the word for it. Because they have no, you know, the, like, you know, that's names, the things not yet, you know, that's communicate. But there's clearly no what mind, my mind, but they don't know how to explain. So therefore, teacher should know precisely, exactly he really got the mind or not. Most like people like us, someone who reading, someone who learned in the text, we have a lot of information about mind. Immediately we can talk about mind. Ah, mind is just which is thinking, that which is seeing, that which you have, you know, this emotion, that is my mind, something, we can talk that. But all of them, you are talking the mind, put in the object and explain that mind. You are not talking your own mind. You are not still seeing your own mind.
C'est assez intéressant parfois parce que les maîtres doivent être vraiment habiles pour guider les disciples. Ceux qui ont beaucoup lu des textes peuvent répéter ce qu'ils ont lu et donc le maître doit savoir. Et reconnaître qu'il n'a pas fait l'expérience par lui-même. Et certains n'ont jamais lu de texte et ils veulent raconter ce qu'ils ont trouvé, mais ne savent pas comment l'exprimer. Ils ne connaissent pas les mots pour communiquer. Et le maître doit savoir précisément si le disciple il a compris l'esprit ou pas. Dans les textes, il y a beaucoup d'explications et donc on peut facilement parler de l'esprit avec des mots. Mais dans ce cas-là, on parle de l'esprit comme un objet, mais pas de l'expérience de ce qu'on a vu de son propre esprit.
Here, when we talk about mind or consciousness, the two things are the same, okay? It's very personal phenomena, okay? It's not something common object. It's very personal entity. The mind is personal. My mind is very personal. My consciousness, my personal to myself. Okay? What experience, what is thinking, what is going on known by only myself? You don't know what I'm thinking now. You don't know what I'm experiencing now. Probably you may guess, oh, he experienced happiness because his expression is looking like happiness. Oh, he is sad because his expression, physical verbal expression, sadness. Oh, he is thinking something because he's looked like that. You can guess. But real, like, you know, experience, real, direct recognition is by myself. So it's very personal. Mind is very personal. My mind, my consciousness, my personal experience, your mind, your consciousness, your personal experience. It can be shared through the words, through the, you know, that's the expression physically and verbally. You can share it, but it not becomes common object. Like this is common object to us. Everybody see this one thing. The mind is not like that. My mind is my very personal experience. Your mind is your very personal experience.
Quand on parle de l'esprit ou de la conscience, c'est très personnel, c'est pas commun. Mon propre esprit et ma propre conscience sont personnels et les autres ne peuvent pas savoir ce que je pense. On peut deviner par l'expression des personnes, il a l'air joyeux ou triste, donc on peut deviner. Mais par contre, la véritable reconnaissance, c'est par soi-même et chacun a sa propre expérience. On peut le partager par des mots, mais ce n'est pas un objet commun. Chacun a une expérience personnelle et différente.
Do you understand? A little bit too much philosophy? No, it's not philosophy, okay? Okay, so then you know that, having said that, then analytical meditation is, it is not really something trying to figure out in the general meaning of the mind, but more personal experience, trying to see the personal directly, what I'm thinking now, what I'm experiencing now, and how I recognize, you know, aware and recognize taking place right now here. See, something there. We could not say there's no mind. Mind does not exist. We could not say, because every moment something happened to us in experiential level, in thought level, in consciousness, you know, that's knowing things are known. There is some kind of energy which be able to know things, which be able to think things, which be able to experience, can have thoughts, can remember the past. Oh, there's something happening. This is not body. This is something there. See, like, you know, we are not talking about, in that case, general meaning of the conscious mind. We are talking personal and reality. What is going on now in your head, in your heart, in your mind? That is trying to see that.
Le Kempo, au début, il a dit, c'est pas un peu trop philosophique, est-ce que vous comprenez? Donc, en fait, la méditation analytique, c'est pas une expérience générale et commune, mais c'est voir ce dont on fait soi-même l'expérience, maintenant et ici, et ce qu'on reconnaît. On peut pas dire que l'esprit n'existe pas, parce qu'à chaque minute, il y a quelque chose qui se passe. On pense à des choses, on a des pensées, on peut se souvenir du passé. C'est pas comme le corps que l'on peut voir, là on ne peut pas le voir, et on parle là de ce qui se passe dans notre tête, dans notre esprit, dans notre cœur.
And when we look at that way, when we search the mind in that way, we are quite pretty much sure there is the mind, okay? There is the mind because all these, you know, the experiences there, all this, you know, thinking, I'm thinking now something, okay? All these memories, all these, you know, thoughts constantly arise, seizing in my life. There is the mind, okay? That's pretty much sure. Then if there is mind, you are pretty much sure it, then what look like that mind? Is there really something concrete, independent, nature there? Is there something really intrinsic nature? That's something really, you know, be able to grasp something there or not? Again, second type to search, in the second level to search. You found the mind, there's mind, okay, that's sure. If there's mind, then how it look like, the location, where, in head, inside the body, or outside, or nowhere, okay. And how look like that exists something like, you know, intrinsic natural, or independent nature, like objects or not? Search.
Quand on cherche l'esprit de cette façon, hein, on est quasiment sûr qu'il y a un esprit, parce qu'on fait des expériences, on a des pensées, on se remémore des choses, etc. Donc là, on sait qu'il y a un esprit, ça on en est sûr. Après la deuxième question, mais s'il y a un esprit, à quoi ressemble-t-il? A-t-il une réalité, une nature intrinsèque? Est-ce qu'on peut saisir quelque chose? Est-ce qu'il est dans la tête, dans le corps, nulle part? À quoi ressemble-t-il? A-t-il une nature indépendante? Et donc, en fait, il faut, c'est ça qu'il faut chercher, et ça, c'est la deuxième chose à trouver.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you say something.
Oui, ma question, c'est comment est-ce que... Donc, j'ai compris qu'il fallait être dans une... Dans la quête de la nature de l'esprit, mais comment est-ce qu'on sait que quand on est dans cette quête-là, on n'est pas dans les questionnements, dans une représentation mentale de qu'est-ce que la nature de l'esprit? Comment est-ce qu'on fait la part des choses entre qu'est-ce que je ressens vraiment et quelle est la part de mon mental?
The question is, when you look for the nature of mind, how can you be sure that it's really the nature of mind that you find and not mental representation, mental fabrication?
Nature of the mind, you will find later. You will see later. Okay. There's no direct explain that one. Okay. Go more, then you will get, the mind's just like this, like, you know, like searching, and eventually, whatsoever may be we're speaking, just mind's like that. That is the mind, okay. You will gain the confidence with it. Have no doubt. Okay, later. That will not be happened immediately. So.
Donc, le Gampo, il dit, on verra plus tard. En fait, à un moment, on va découvrir ce qu'est l'esprit, qu'il est ainsi, et on n'aura aucun doute, et ce sera avec confiance, mais ce n'est pas tout de suite. Donc, c'est au moment où cette confiance et cette absence de doute apparaît qu'on est sûr.
So here, when you search the mind, you see the mind is exist. That is all clear. That's a you can say, I'm sure. Mind is exist. Okay. Because why? I have thought. It's clearly. I experience a thought. I have emotion. I have ideas. I have the power to know everything. You know that we call the mind. There is such a phenomena exist. It's named mind, named consciousness, okay? That's sure. Then, second, if there's the mind in your life, then how mind really established is something like objectively, like concrete, like permanent, like, you know, that's intrinsic natural, independent nature there or not. And you analyze, and there's nothing to be found. Again, there is mind, but there's nothing established in concrete, permanent, independent nature. No. If there is something we can find through the search, through the analyze, or we can search, but analytical mind, search, more it becomes despairing. There's no really. Like yesterday, we told the tree. There is tree. If you analyze on the tree, more search the tree. Where is really tree exist? Nowhere. There's independent natural tree exist. It's exactly the same thing, mind. So you gain confidence that too also. Okay. Yeah, you said that. It's quite interesting, amazing experience.
Donc on a dit on est sûr que l'esprit existe parce qu'on a des pensées, elles sont claires, on a des émotions, des idées, on a la capacité de savoir et de connaître, on a une conscience, ça c'est sûr. Mais ensuite, s'il y a l'esprit dans notre vie, où est-il établi? Est-ce que c'est concret? Est-ce qu'il a une nature intrinsèque? Est-ce qu'il est indépendant ou non? Et on analyse, mais en fait, il n'y a rien à trouver. Il n'y a rien de concret, de permanent et d'indépendant. Et plus on cherche, et plus il disparaît. Donc, le Kenpo reprenait l'exemple de l'arbre qu'on a vu hier soir. C'est pareil. En fait, plus on va regarder l'arbre, plus on va voir qu'il n'y a rien d'indépendant. Et donc, pour l'esprit, c'est la même chose. Et ainsi, on va gagner en confiance.
So, you, in that case, you have to have the teacher. And regularly go back to teacher. And give you informations, what you found, what you experience actually, what mean by the mind to you. Okay. Teacher, and traditionally, not really, you know, that's a explain you this, that, or you are correct and you are not wrong. The teacher always give you the chance to find by yourself. If you find by yourself, that is more authentic to you. If your teacher explains, oh, mind is like that, then it becomes a theory to you. Mostly, you don't find yourself, but it is somebody input in your brain, that information. Oh, then, you know, that's, it becomes again theory. Theory. It becomes like, you know, that's just your idea becomes idea. That's true.
Dans tous les cas, c'est très important d'avoir un maître qui nous guide et d'aller de retourner le voir. Traditionnellement, le maître n'explique pas si c'est bien, si c'est pas bien. Il nous fait chercher par nous-mêmes. Et si le maître nous disait l'esprit il est comme ci, comme ça, en fait c'est comme s'il nous mettait cette idée dans le cerveau et ça devient une théorie, mais c'est pas quelque chose qu'on aura expérimenté.
And eventually when you go to the teacher, so therefore in the meditation tradition, teacher is very important. Spiritual guide or guru is very important, one needed. Often to go to, you know, that's offer your experience, meditative experience, your knowledge about to the teacher. Make sure. Even teacher don't say right or wrong, but still go by search. And there's a little question, maybe teacher questions. If you say, I'm sure there's mind, because when I look myself inside, I have thoughts. Always in my mind. I have experience always in my life. I have the ability to know everything. And I have ideas, all of them in my mind actually. Have you said that, teacher? Then are you sure you have mind? Teacher supposed to say, are you sure? Yes, I'm sure there's mind. Okay. Then find out where is this. Okay, come back tomorrow. Where? The location. You should locate. Okay, well, location and searching everywhere.
Donc en fait, le Kempo dit qu'on a vraiment besoin du maître, c'est très important, même si le maître nous dit tout, souvent on retourne méditer. Donc par exemple, on va voir le maître et on lui dit qu'on est sûr que l'esprit existe parce qu'on peut connaître, on a des idées, des pensées, des expériences. Et le maître dit, ok, tu es sûr? Alors le disciple répond, oui, je suis sûr. Bon, alors si tu es sûr maintenant, où est-ce qu'il est l'esprit? Et retourne méditer et reviens demain.
And you go back to mountain and supposed to search in your mind location. And come back tomorrow, you would say something. And teacher has another question. Okay, like you know this, maybe you know this, does that your mind exist in the form, any, you know, the different forms, shapes, colors, and characteristics, how it looks like? Is there permanent nature, something you see the permanent there in the deep in your life, or something concrete, really and touchable, or something like, you know, that intrinsic nature there? All these questions you not search. Finally, teacher see now he or she found what mean by the mind. Then he introduce that's your natural mind. Okay, at the end, like say that is the true nature of your mind. Okay. No more search now. Just maintain that in your awareness presence. This knowledge, now you know the mind, that knowledge brings to deeper in your being, brings more stability, make stability and deeper in your life. Through the meditative observation. So that way here says, point out nature of your mind. He says, introduce true nature of your mind, comes to the later. Teacher would say, this is the Buddha nature. That's Dharmakaya. That is what you want to see, experience. That is the just enlightenment, like, you know, introduced in that way.
Donc, on retourne dans la montagne et le maître a encore d'autres questions. Quand on retourne le voir le lendemain, quelles sont les caractéristiques de l'esprit, sa forme, sa couleur? Est-ce que c'est quelque chose de permanent, de concret, qu'on peut toucher avec une nature intrinsèque, etc. Jusqu'à ce que l'élève comprenne, et à ce moment-là, il l'introduit à la nature de l'esprit. Et à ce moment-là, on peut arrêter de chercher, et on se maintient dans cette connaissance de l'esprit, on l'approfondit, on stabilise par la méditation et l'observation. Et donc, quand le maître pointe la nature de l'esprit, c'est la nature de Bouddha, le Dharmakaya, le corps absolu, c'est l'éveil, et c'est ça qu'on veut voir.
So here, in general speaking, teacher don't explain what is nature, true nature of your mind, the verbally not explain. Because the teacher explained to you true nature of the mind before you found by yourself, it becomes your idea, your theory. So therefore, if it is your, it may become your mental projections. Oh, just like that. For instance, somebody explained you explain your particular objects to you have never seen before. you have never known before. Then somebody explained to you, you have some kind of idea about it. You keep that just, okay. So therefore, usually teacher don't explain that what is the nature of the mind. Here, since we do not have this time to go through all these examinations, searching things, I would say like that, okay, you explain that, you know, you translate it.
Les maîtres n'expliquent pas ce qu'est la vraie nature de l'esprit verbalement avec des mots. Si c'est expliqué, après ça devient une théorie, une production mentale. Et Kempo donnait l'exemple de si on nous présente un objet qu'on n'a jamais vu, on nous le décrit, on va s'en faire une idée sans l'avoir vu. Et pour l'esprit, la nature de l'esprit, ça serait pareil.
So here, I would say, like you know, that you should understand in the nature of the mind means. In Tibetan word, usually we have this kind of term, nangtong, sartong, riktong, detong. Okay, in Tibetan term, this is nangtong means. Appearances, inseparability of emptiness. Okay. In that case, appearances means whatever appears in your mind, form, sound, and any kind of perceptions, imaginations, the appearances are none other than your mind. Like, you know, appearances are your consciousness. Appear. These appearances are not separate from the emptiness. Inseparability of natural emptiness means appears, yet it has no intrinsic nature. If you search, it has no independent nature. If you search, you have to gain with confidence that every appearances have no intrinsic nature, no independent nature. Yes, it is appear. Everything's appear, yet nothing really established in intrinsic nature. Okay, first one.
Donc, la nature de l'esprit peut s'exprimer par plusieurs mots, plusieurs expressions en tibétain. Donc, la première, c'est les apparences qui sont inséparables de la vacuité. Donc, tout ce qui apparaît, les formes, les sons, toutes les perceptions ne sont pas différentes de l'esprit et de la conscience. Cela apparaît, mais c'est indifférencié de la vacuité et n'a pas de nature intrinsèque. Il faut avoir confiance que tout ce qui apparaît n'a pas de réalité.
And then second, riktong means rik is awareness. Tong means emptiness. Awareness here means because of your mind to be aware of everything, to be observed, to be aware. This awareness has no intrinsic nature. Again, have no independent nature. That awareness is not inseparability with emptiness. Okay. This awareness, emptiness cannot be separate, two separate things, two separate entities. Awareness itself emptiness. That emptiness itself awareness.
Le deuxième point, c'est la conscience connaissante et la vacuité. Donc, on est conscient de tout, mais la conscience n'a pas de nature propre. Elle est indifférenciée de la vacuité. Ce ne sont pas deux identités séparées. La conscience est vide et la vacuité est conscience.
And then deton, day is joy, joy, joyful, blissful. Ton is again emptiness. The manifestation and experience of joyful have no separate reality from the emptiness. Emptiness is inseparability with this experience of joy during the meditation. So here, these two things are not separate each other. Joy have no intrinsic independent nature in that case. That is the emptiness. So you should to understanding in the deep, clearly that your mind means just all these appearances, all this manifestation and the, you know, that thought, form of thought, form of emotions and awareness, knowledge, knowing, yet all of them have no intrinsic nature at all. All of them have no independent nature at all. So therefore, appearance aspect and reality aspect, these two are inseparability. You have to gain confidence, trust, and certainty about that. You have to gain how to say this is completely out of doubt. I'm sure, like, you know, I'm sure. Mind means like that. So in that case, you are not denying that you say mind does not exist. Mind exists. You are not nihilism because mind exists. You know that. That which exists have no intrinsic independent in nature. That's also true, because through the searching, analyze, examination, there's nothing can be formed that's something truly established. That's true. So that way you are not in eternalism. You are out of any extremes that which makes you bring into wrong understanding towards existence, free from any, you know, that's a extreme view.
Le troisième, c'est la joie, félicité et la vacuité. Donc l'expérience de félicité et de joie n'est pas non plus une manifestation qui puisse être indifférenciée de la vacuité. La joie, félicité n'a pas de nature propre. Toutes ces manifestations, les pensées, les émotions, etc., n'ont pas de nature indépendante. Et alors, j'ai entendu la réalité et l'apparence sont inséparables, mais donc dans le terme de réalité, je pense que c'est vacuité qu'il faut comprendre. Et donc, on doit développer la confiance, la certitude et supprimer tous les doutes et être certain que l'esprit est ainsi et ne pas tomber dans les extrêmes de nihilisme ou d'éternalisme. C'est-à-dire, ni on dénie, ni on affirme. On sait qu'il n'y a pas de nature intrinsèque, qu'on ne peut pas établir, et en même temps qu'on ne peut pas établir qu'il existe. Et donc, il faut bien rester en dehors des extrêmes, sinon on va tomber dans l'incompréhension. On va faire des erreurs de compréhension.
At the end, you gain confidence with this reality. And you are pretty much sure what mean by your mind. Then teacher says, okay, you got it. Now you keep that, your knowledge and your meditative experience. Constantly be aware of this reality, nature of the mind. Be aware. So at the end, finally, you can be really relaxed. No search anymore. Now I know what I mean by the mind. There's no worry, no expectation, no fear, no, like, you know, there's a clanging. Just, you know, the moment you are start to liberate from the various type of the ideas, clinging, grasping, and misunderstood all the things, it's liberated you. Liberation from this, all this, you know, the complicated searching ideas. Carry, grasping, clinging, ego clinging, all of them ego clinging. At the end, you are liberated. There's nothing to clinging, nothing to deny, nothing to make exaggeration, because you see directly in your wisdom, direct by your wisdom mind to your mind. What I mean by that? Finally, you'll be able to have happy. Wow, like, just like this. No more search. Just rest.
Donc, on développe la confiance en cette réalité et on devient sûr de ce qu'est l'esprit. Et à ce moment-là, le maître dit, bon, bah, c'est bien maintenant, il faut garder la conscience de cette réalité. Et là, enfin, on peut être détendu, sans recherche, sans peur, sans saisie, et on commence à se libérer de toutes les idées, les saisies, les mauvaises compréhensions. Tout est libéré des complications, des recherches, des théories, des idées, de la saisie de l'ego. Il n'y a rien à renier, il n'y a rien à saisir. On voit directement par l'esprit de sagesse et on est enfin heureux juste ainsi et on peut se poser.
In this case, it is not just your mind. You found the nature of the mind, truth of the mind. Not just that, but everything in that case. Whatsoever may be exist, could be exist within your situation, come into the same nature, alter perceptions, include your own life. For instance, we say, who am I? Again, the same where to search. Who am I actually? Where's the I? Okay, teacher used to, do you exist? Yes, I'm exist. Okay, that's agree with you. You are exist, who you are. Like, then, you know, that's a second, more research. Then where identify yourself. Your name's not you. Your body's not you. Okay. Your mind's not you. Your passport is not you. Your position in the house and the car is not you. Besides those things, is there still yourself exist? You have to rethink about it. Oh, beside that, there's no me actually. Like, so the idea of I self is again same. It is your idea. It is just name, label on that collection of your situations. The body, mind, name, position, all together are put, input, or maybe label that so-called name yourself. Okay, in that case, again, there's nothing to deny. In the first place, you already accept I exist because I feel I exist, because you see I exist, because everybody agree with I exist. And then if you search, analyze, again, go into same situations. So something, you are liberate. You are liberate from confusion. Confusion about before you identify yourself in, I don't know how to say, all this confusion is start to disappearing. More reality start to discovering. So more and more this reality discover, more and more you be able to be like, you know, feel authentic, feel that's the real now. Like, do you understand this? Selflessness, egolessness. Is there something should be experienced in the deep in your wisdom mind?
Quand on a trouvé la nature de l'esprit, on s'aperçoit que tout a la même nature, les perceptions, y compris tout ce qui se passe dans notre propre vie. Et donc la deuxième question dont on avait parlé tout à l'heure, c'est qui suis-je, où ai-je, est-ce que j'existe? Et donc là, le maître pose les mêmes questions. Bon, ben, si tu existes, qui es-tu, etc. Donc on fait une nouvelle recherche. Donc, comment est-ce qu'on s'identifie? On s'identifie par le nom, mais en fait, le nom, c'est pas moi. Le corps, c'est pas moi. Mes possessions, c'est pas moi. Mon passeport, c'est pas moi. Et on réfléchit encore jusqu'à ce qu'on comprenne qu'il n'y a pas de moi. Que l'idée de je, c'est une sorte d'étiquette sur un rassemblement de nos situations, notre corps, notre esprit, nos possessions, notre nom, etc. Et c'est un moi, soi-disant. Et donc, en premier, on pense qu'on existe, je me vois, tout le monde me voit, et ensuite, en cherchant, on trouve la réalité, de la même façon qu'on l'a fait tout à l'heure, et donc on est libéré de la confusion, ça se fait petit à petit, et on découvre la réalité de plus en plus. En fait, cette confusion disparaît. Et on se sent authentique dans la réalité. Il y a, dans l'absence de soi, l'absence d'ego, tout cela doit être expérimenté dans notre esprit de sagesse.
This knowledge, knowing the true nature of the existence, knowing the true nature of your mind, knowing the true nature of yourself, it may come at first as in form of intellectual mind, intellectually. The knowledge is a result of intellectual research, intellectual analyze at the first. And eventually, teacher introduce you, that is the true nature of your being, true nature of existence. And then you continue keep that knowledge within the meditative experience. Means constantly be aware, be observe that knowledge without any more searching and alive, because you already found. After you found, still your searching is useless. Okay. Still you may feel I need to search, means you are not yet found. If you feel I need to search in still more, means you are not confident, okay? You are not yet found. If you found, then only you should do is more aware within the meditative experience, aware of the sense of the reality, sense of true nature of existence, aware constantly.
Donc on arrive à connaître la véritable nature de l'esprit, de nous-mêmes. Alors au début, le résultat de notre analyse est intellectuel, puis petit à petit, allez moi, et le maître nous introduit à la véritable nature de l'esprit, et donc on doit le maintenir dans la méditation, sans rechercher, parce qu'on a trouvé, alors chercher ne sert plus à rien. En fait, si on a besoin de chercher encore, c'est parce qu'on n'a pas encore trouvé véritablement, qu'on n'a pas assez confiance. Et quand on a trouvé, en fait, on développe de plus en plus profondément cette conscience de la réalité.
At the end, what happens to you is nothing happened special. You are still you are. What you have, still you have. Okay. What little bit profoundly what changed you is you gained extra knowledge that which you never had before. Extra knowledge about everything. You gained that. That knowledge is ultimate knowledge. Ultimate knowledge. It's not, you know, the common conventional worldly knowledge. That knowledge is beyond mundane worldly knowledge to know the truth of the existence. You gained that knowledge. That makes you totally different person from the common. You become realized person. You become wonderful person who has no ego clinging, who has everything's performing within the freedom, within the liberation, and the tremendous, you know, the wisdom experience taking your mind. So therefore, those realized beings, high realized yogis are quite different from the common people. But still they are eating. They are, you know, there's a sleeping. They are talking people. In that sense, there's no different. They need house to live. But the deep inwardly, totally transformed in different way by the knowledge, this what we called wisdom, ultimate knowledge.
Donc à la fin, en fait, quand on a atteint la réalisation, ce qu'on vit n'est pas différent. En fait, ce qu'on a, on l'a encore, mais on a acquis une connaissance ultime sur tout, et cette connaissance ultime est au-delà de la connaissance ordinaire mondaine. On devient une personne complètement différente, on est réalisé sans saisie de l'ego, tout se passe dans la libération, avec une immense sagesse, une immense conscience de sagesse. Et en fait, les grands méditants, ils sont comme tout le monde, ils mangent, ils parlent, ils dorment, ils ont besoin d'une maison. Mais intérieurement, tout est complètement différent.
At the end, you look like just common other people. Just look like. But in deep in your mind, experience different. That's true. You look like you just come on other ordinary people because what they see, you see that. What they hear, you hear that. What they, you know, that's a, you know, that's a shared idea. You have that. Okay. At the same time, you are different, realized beings different from others because others have no much knowledge in the terms of ultimate truth. Still there, you know, this communication towards everything through the confused mind, through the ignorance, but you are out of the confused mind ignorance. So it's pretty much different again at the same time. So mountain is mountain, river is river again. Mountain is mountain, river is river at the end. And Zen Buddhist used to say, the first mountain is mountain, river is river. And second, mountain is not mountain, river is not mountain, river at the end. Mountain is the mountain again, river is the river again. Okay. Back to normal nature.
À la fin, on ressemble aux personnes ordinaires, mais l'expérience de la vie est profondément différente. On partage tout comme les autres, mais on est différent par la connaissance de la vérité ultime. Les êtres ordinaires, ils voient tout avec un esprit confus et ignorant, mais ce n'est pas le cas des personnes réalisées. Donc, le Kempo disait, au début, quand on n'a pas commencé le chemin, une montagne est une montagne et une rivière est une rivière. Ensuite, à un moment donné, la montagne n'est pas tout à fait une montagne et la rivière pas tout à fait une rivière. Et à la fin, de nouveau, en fait, la montagne est une montagne et la rivière est une rivière.
Probably you understand that, you know, there's a mountain, it's a mountain at first. River is river. And the second, mountain is not mountain, river is not river. And the end, again, mountain becomes mountain, river becomes mountain. It's the process of this journey. At the first beginning of the journey and the Shiene meditation, all these things, just we see the mountain is mountain, river is river. We are not denying anything. We are not, you know, that's even thinking about whether this earth exists real or not. Just, you know, that's. Experience mind is not, you know, that we are not trying to find out what is the reality there. Mind is mind, happy is happy, sorrow is sorrow. You know, the silent mind is silent mind. Just, you know, don't freak out. And eventually we are start to searching, analyze. Things are disappearing. If you search and analyze, there's nothing really exists in independent nature, in intrinsic nature. So mountain is not a mountain anymore. River is not a river. At the end, if you search and find the reality, and the mountain becomes mountain, river becomes river, means there's nothing disappeared again. You found the meaning of the mountain. You found the meaning, reality of the river, but river, mountains still clearly there, not disappeared at the end. Okay? The realized being never denied. The mountain does not exist. Deny with that saying, mountain does not exist. River does not exist. Okay? Never deny. At the same time, that which exists have come to you within the extra knowledge, knowing the truth. Before, when we say the first mountain is mountain, river is river, you don't know the reality of a mountain, reality of river, but just, you know, that's what you see, you call the mountain, what you see, you call it, you know, the river. At the end, mountain is mountain, river is river, is it's in that aspect the same, but at the same time there's knowledge, knowing the truth. That's different. Okay.
Donc là, le Kenpo, il explique plus de façon plus détaillée. Donc au début, les montagnes sont des montagnes, les rivières sont des rivières. On ne renie rien et on est au début de la pacification. Donc tout est l'esprit silencieux, c'est l'esprit silencieux, la souffrance, c'est la souffrance, et on ne cherche pas à comprendre. Et ensuite, on recherche par l'analyse, et donc on s'aperçoit que les choses n'existent pas réellement. Donc à ce moment-là, la montagne n'est pas une montagne, la rivière n'est pas une rivière, etc. Et à la fin, quand on a trouvé la réalité, en fait, rien n'a disparu. On connaît le sens ultime, la réalité de la montagne et de la rivière, et la montagne et la rivière sont toujours là. On ne peut pas dire que ça n'existe pas, et en même temps, on connaît leur réalité. On sait comment, de quelle façon ils existent. En fait, au début, on ne connaît pas la réalité, on voit quelque chose et on le nomme, et c'est tout. Et après, on connaît sa réalité ultime.
So here, analytical meditation that which guide us, lead us to see the true nature of existence, truth of existence, which is the free from the extremes of deny, nihilism, exaggeration, that which is eternalism. So that's a really, you know, that's a profound path for the liberation. That is the really, you know, that's a very essential Buddhist teaching, the path. That is really the way to achieve a state of liberation from samsara and eventually achieve enlightenment. So that is sometimes we call the Pranjaparamita, transcendental knowledge. Sometimes we call the there's a lot of names, terms for it. Real Mahamudra is that one. Mahamudra experiences that experience, true nature of existence. And also the aim to practice Vajrayana tantric is to develop that wisdom. So that way, this is really, you know, that's a profound path knowledge. We should know these things. And at the same time, at this particular time, moment, I'm not suggest you to go to the analytical meditation first, okay? If you want to stay this first type of meditation, what we have discussed yesterday, day before yesterday, this type of meditation is very much, you know, that's suitable to us. And also the experience are wonderful and also easy to us. More work with this first aspect of meditation. First. Then maybe later, eventually you have a lot of time. And later you may find the time to go to the second type of meditation, analytical meditation.
La méditation analytique nous amène à la véritable nature et sans exagération, sans éternalisme, sans nihilisme, c'est-à-dire sans rien nier et sans rien affirmer. C'est le chemin vers la libération et c'est un enseignement essentiel de la voie. Et c'est comme ça qu'on transcende, c'est ce qu'on appelle Prajnaparamita, c'est-à-dire la sagesse transcendante. Et c'est l'expérience, c'est ce qui se passe dans l'expérience du Mahamudra où on vit la vraie nature des choses. Et c'est le but du Vajrayana de développer cette sagesse. Et donc ça, c'est le chemin de la connaissance. Ça, c'est le but de la méditation analytique. Et le Kenpo nous dit que pour l'instant, il ne faut pas commencer par la méditation analytique. Il faut mieux se recentrer sur ce qu'on a vu les jours précédents, que ça amène des expériences merveilleuses et que c'est plus facile. Et que plus tard, quand on aura vraiment une stabilité, on pourra à ce moment-là faire de la méditation analytique.
Here are two types of meditation. Usually, shamatha meditation, vipassana meditation. Okay? And also, we could say shene meditation, and lockdown the Tibetan term. Vipassana, traditionally, authentic Buddhist scriptural explain about vipassana means to find the truth, to see the true nature. So therefore, every scriptural commentary on the Buddhist teaching, when we look at the, you know, the vipassana inside the meditation, always involve these analytical meditations first. So therefore, all the philosophies and Buddhism is something to do with the meditation experience. At the end, one has to experience through the meditation, okay? First, philosophy idea explain the nature of the existence, emptiness, all these things through the philosophy. At the end, this knowledge is not just dry, empty knowledge. That can be, that should be brought into the experiential level and realized level eventually. So that way, Buddhist philosophy is not just a philosophy of the idea, only the empty idea, something talking nonsense or with sense talking, but it is something to do, very basis on the background of the meditation and the practice.
Donc il y a deux types de méditation, comme on a vu, il y a la pacification et la vision supérieure. Et la vision supérieure, c'est voir la véritable nature de l'esprit. Et donc pour cela, il faut toujours la méditation analytique. Donc on peut d'abord avoir les explications philosophiques sur la vacuité, etc. Et ensuite, il faut en faire l'expérience. Il faut amener toutes ces explications philosophiques, il faut les amener au niveau de l'expérience, puis ensuite à la réalisation. Et ce ne sont pas des explications qui proviennent d'une connaissance sèche, mais qui sont basées sur la méditation et l'expérience et la réalisation.
I think I already mentioned everything. I just suggest you to go to the first type of meditation, okay? First, trying to establish this shene meditation in a profound way, and in a deeper experience, okay? That's what I'm want to you to do, and later come to analytical meditation. And some of you are interested in the philosophy, would be okay. I mean, that's, you know, just learn sometimes scriptures.
Donc le Kenpo dit, bon ben voilà, je vous ai tout dit, et je vous suggère d'approfondir la pacification et de passer à la méditation analytique plus tard. Et si certains d'entre vous sont intéressés par les enseignements philosophiques, vous pouvez les apprendre, c'est bien, il n'y a pas de problème.
So, we do not have much time now. And if you have a question, maybe we take a little bit, some questions. If you do not have questions, then we end this section.
Je vais essayer en français. Je me pose la question, c'est à quel point, si on commence avec la pacification, avant de faire l'analyse, c'est à quel point ou à quel niveau dans la pacification où on peut basculer sur l'analyse. So my question would be, if we're starting with the second route that you're recommending, at what point in our, or what level of calm abiding, would you then pass over into analytical meditation, or would they kind of be parallel? So like, how would you know, like, oh, okay, I've reached enough.
There's no particular fixed level, okay? It is up to individual practitioners. Some individual practitioners may, stay with Shene, come relaxed meditation quite a longer time. Some even no need much, spend time for the Shene type of meditation. It's not need much, there's no fixed the level of that. But somehow you should know your mind is quite within the control. You should know that. Quite, if I go to the analyze, my mind may not go into that really, too much, extremely, thoughts, ideas fall into that. You should know the mind, and my mind is okay to be like a one-pointedness, to be like, stability relaxed enough to me now, if I analyze. Then, there's a time to. Otherwise, sometimes mind's not so stable. Mind's not, be able to put in the concentration. The analytical thing is not really go perfectly. More it goes like, in the philosophical approach. So therefore, here, mostly this Shene meditation makes mind one point in this stability, calm, relaxed, and workable mind. Okay, workable mind. Okay, then that it is time for you analyze to natural mind.
Donc la réponse est, il n'y a pas vraiment un niveau particulier. Certaines personnes restent longtemps sur la pacification et d'autres n'en ont pas besoin. En fait, il n'y a pas un niveau qui est fixé. En fait, quand notre esprit est vraiment contrôlé, on le sait, il n'est pas agité par les pensées, les idées, il est stable et détendu, alors là, c'est le bon moment. Si l'esprit n'est pas stable, alors l'analyse philosophique, ça va être une approche difficile.
Okay, so then we have to stop here this second, and thank you everyone take part in this teaching. This teaching is I see the very that's a practical useful teaching. I share it to you, and many in this online, many are here. And see you next time, and see you somewhere, maybe everywhere. No, I see your faces. I have little doubts whether people are there or not behind this screen. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, thank you everyone, and have a good day, and keep continue meditation, okay? Okay, dedicate merits, okay? Yeah.
Donc je traduis rapidement les dernières phrases du Kenpo. Il dit merci à tous d'avoir participé. Il espère que cet enseignement nous a plu. Il l'a partagé avec nous.
ici et pour les personnes en visio. Et il dit à une prochaine fois et j'espère que vous mettrez tout ça en pratique.
Oh yeah, dedicated marriage. Oh, nom de ye, dom je ze bani, tonne ni be danan pamze, je gan han je wala trova ye si be zol, rova trova shu.
Par ses bienfaits, puisse la naissance se continuer à les édifier de ce travail, et tout leur trouver en ce sens vieil et maladie et rôle, le plus serrant possible, ce qui est la piche dans le délire.
Ok, everyone, thank you. Thank you. See you next time, ok? Bye bye, yeah, Anna.
Merci. Merci à toi, Cécile.
Merci à vous tous.
Je sais que j'ai pas tout bien traduit, j'ai fait comme j'ai pu. Voilà, j'espère que j'ai pas trop déformé.
C'était parfait, Cécile. Merci infiniment.
Oh, yeah. Ok.
Cette conférence va maintenant être enregistrée.